Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
We got a voice note in. See what you think of this.
Hi, Dermot and Dave. Quick question for you. Do you fall asleep with your eyes opened or closed? I've only discovered after 33 years of marriage that my husband can't close his eyes to fall asleep. He keeps them open until he naturally nods off. I think this is really weird because when I get into bed and the lights are off, I close my eyes to fall asleep. Thanks, guys.
Yes, you think that's what you do and that he's really weird because you're absolutely right. He's really weird. Who lies there with their eyes bolt open until like fatigue just seduces them to shut? No, one of my favourite things that I've ever thought about in life is the fact that to go to sleep, you need to pretend to go to sleep. Think about it. You get into bed, you pull the duvet up around you, whatever, you lie on your pillow, you close your eyes and you go, I am asleep now, even though you're awake, and then you go to sleep. Like you preempt it with pretense, and then it happens for real. It's one of my favourite things about sleeping, is the bit where you pretend to be asleep.
But we do that all day long anyway, you know. Your missus is talking to you about something. You're pretending to be in the conversation. And then eventually it seems that you are in the conversation.
I think that this man, that there's something wrong with him. You can't be lying there in a darkened room with your eyes open and then have sleep come upon you. You've got to get into the sleep mode.
I think he's onto something, Dave.
Think about it.
If you look at a baby when it's going to sleep, or a small child, they don't get into bed and do that pretense of pretending they're asleep. They get there and they lie on their back and they're like, rah, 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 and then eventually sleep takes over. He's just a big baby.
Yeah, but
that's what he's doing. And it would seem that it's quite a relaxed thing to do. You know, you'd imagine
to stare into darkness with your eyes.
I would imagine, and I'm basing this just on, I don't know information about this
man.
But if he gets into bed and lies on his back with his eyes open and just waiting for sleep to come upon him, it sounds like it's been translated from Irish or something.
Yes.
Tá an tíortha orm. But if he's just lying on his back with his eyes open, waiting for that sleep to descend upon him.
He's not in a poem. It's like he just has to get some kip.
It seems like he's quite a relaxed individual, to me, rather than sort of pulling the duvet over and going, I've got to sleep.
Who's angrily pretending that they're going to sleep? It's quite a calming thing to get in and snuggle down and find your right position. And
he's in touch with his inner child there. I think he's a big baby. And he lies there waiting for the sleep to descend from the heavens upon him. To take him away to a sleepy town.
I think the listener, the lady, who has been duped romantically and relationshiply.
Do we know
duped,
her name at
no,
all?
No, she's a listener.
Oh, Anon.
Anon. Who has been duped by this man who for 33 years of marriage has not revealed to her that he sleeps with his eyes open.
How could you not notice that? Like, you're lying beside every night for 33 years.
Yeah, how did that come up? We need more information, but we don't have it.
Like, surely, does she just roll over all the time and just have her back to him normally? Maybe that's it.
Or
does she ever just sort of lie there caressing him? Obviously not.
No, but maybe she's like, in my relationship, maybe she's the big spoon. Like, she's never seen, like, if he's like me and he's the little spoon, which is what happens in my house.
What, so you're spooned by your
wife?
I'm
always little spoon, yeah. She's always, so she doesn't see my face.
Is little spoon in the front?
Yeah. I'm facing the bedroom and she's like, you know, close to my head. So she doesn't see my
eyes.
She's
spooned.
Yeah.
So, is that normal?
I don't know. I don't
know. Did you say that's normal, pal? No, is that the wrong way around?
Why is it why? What's the right way around? Right way around.
Well, that you would be sort of cradling, you know, you're protecting.
Guys, I don't buy into gender roles, okay? I'm happy to. I actually love being a little spoon. Anyway, that's not the discussion. The discussion is whether or not the man who sleeps with his eyes open is weird or not. I'm definitely in the camp that it is very weird.
Everyone's just thinking about your spooning now, Dave.
It's very weird to wait for sleep to close your eyes when you should just get into bed, snuggle down, close your eyes, pretend to be asleep, and then you'll be asleep?
Or is there something really weird that your other half does in terms of sleep or to get to sleep? Maybe in their sleep. Is there anything you've noticed?
You can let us know on 087 for 100 102.
Maybe he's just started doing it. Maybe this is one of those weird COVID things. You know that COVID somnia? Was that what they were calling it?
Yeah.
COVID somnia? Yeah, the kind of lack of sleep that's been going around for
but
the last
the
while.
The way that she worded it, and the listener worded it, was, I just found out that after 33 years of marriage, that he, he's been doing it all along. I think that's what I'm inferring from it. But yeah, who knows? 087 4100 102. Drop us a text or a WhatsApp and let us know.
Thank you for using infer the correct way, Dave.
I'm
very appreciative of that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it doesn't mean the same as insinuate.
No, goodness.
It does not.
No.
It means to work it out from. Thank you, David.
How did she not notice, says Stevie? Because she has her eyes closed when that weirdo is looking at the ceiling. This is a voice note we got in. From a listener who is just has revealed something terrifying about her partner of 33 years.
Hi Dermot and Dave, quick question for you. Do you fall asleep with your eyes opened or closed? I've only discovered after 33 years of marriage that my husband can't close his eyes to fall asleep. He keeps them open until he naturally nods off. I think this is really weird, because when I get into bed and the lights are off, I close my eyes to fall asleep.
Yes, because you are normal and your husband is weird.
No, he's doing probably what's most natural to us. Someone says, my husband is the same, lies there with the eyes open until he falls asleep, always gets to sleep before me as well. And Dave's,
yeah, but sorry, he gets it for you because you're freaked out by wide-eyed Jim. They're staring into space.
It's like a... Oh, what's the movie? Oh, I'll come to it. It's one of those animated films where, in fact, it happens in two of them. Two animated films. Mm-hmm. One of them is Croods 2, where the granny sleeps with her eyes open. Very funny movie if you haven't seen it. And the other one is that one about, is it called Luca?
Luca, yeah.
Yeah, the kind of Italian one where the cycle fish. Race and all that.
Yeah.
The granny in that as well sleeps with her eyes open under the sea. The same kind of weird. Maybe he's lying, says Dave, with his eyes open, worrying about some maniac sharing his sleeping habits on national radio. Good point, Dave.
That's possible. Someone just says, lads, he's a weirdo. Andrew's been on to us.
Lads, I have been sleeping with my eyes open since I was a youngster. In fact, I remember the first time I found out about it, I was at a sleepover with my mate in a tent. And he turned around and told me the next morning that he had a full-on 10-minute conversation with me. And then he realised I actually was asleep with my eyes open. So, not that weird, somehow.
I'm kind of envious because I have to wear a sleep mask. Like, if there's any bit of light, natural light or phone light or anything like that, it now affects me really, well, not really badly, it sounds very dramatic, but it will affect my sleep.
So you now wear one of those, like...
Yeah,
silky.
Silk 50 Shades of Limerick silk eye mask. But actually, if you find that you're prone, particularly in the summer months or, you know, spring to summer, waking up kind of 5 a.m. around then, try a face mask or an eye mask. It'll, not a face mask, something else. Your skin is amazing. But it definitely helped me.
Niall's been on too.
Whelan, hang on now a second, all right? You're a guru of meditation. You're not going to tell me to get into a relaxed state of meditation. I'm going to sit there with my eyes wide open. So, you're in a room with a butterfly on your hand, and your eyes are wide open. Relax. You have to close your eyes.
Yes, Niall. Thank you very much.
Technically speaking, Niall, there are many schools of meditation that would encourage you to keep your eyes open. You're just kind of softening your focus, picking a spot about 8 feet in front of you. So you can actually do that as well.
Okay, well, still can't go to sleep that way. I have family whose eyes don't close. It's genetic. It's strange to see someone sleep with their eyes open.
At least I think the suggestion is that when her husband falls asleep, his eyes eventually sort of drift closed.
Yeah, it is different than the people who sleep with their eyes open, but it's still,
that is super freaky.
By the way, sorry, people like Linda are confirming that it's very normal for a man of my size and age to be the little spoon. Yes, that's normal, says Linda. My 6'9" husband is always the little spoon. He's 9 inches taller than me and he's the little spoon.
Well, I suppose, you know, if some women might like that sensation of kind of hugging a big teddy bear as they fall asleep.
Oh, you think I'm a big cuddly teddy bear?
I thought I'd be kind. Somebody says it's way too early to be talking about spooning on the radio.
Not at all, Shelley and Monaghan. It's totally fine to talk about it. We got a voice note in from a listener who discovered after 33 years of marriage that her partner sleeps with his eyes open and freaked out is an understatement to say how she feels. Anya is on the phone this morning from Dublin. Hiya, Anya.
Good morning.
Are you a strange sleeper as well?
I would be. I'm a very strange sleeper, yeah.
What do you do in your sleep?
It ranges. I can sleep with my eyes open.
Right.
I shift. I cry. I laugh. I talk. And like that, I do a full volume. So, you know, everyone's asleep in the house and then I start roaring and everyone's awake, you know.
Wow.
It's like, oh, here we go again. And I have two sons, and they basically do the same. So my partner's always giving out because, you know, me, my partner and myself and me, one of the other lads is in the same room. And, you know, we could be having a conversation with each other, like talking to each other, saying God knows what, you know.
So you're are you actually talking, though, are you both having separate dream conversations?
Separate dream conversations, but somewhere in the middle, like we're chatting to each other, and then my partner's like, here we go again.
And do you remember anything that you've said, Anya?
No, I don't. But, like, my partner will tell me sometimes, you know, sometimes he'll remember and sometimes he won't. Mm. But there a while ago, not too long ago, I was asleep, and like that, out of nowhere, full volume, I just said, give that man a monkey.
Give that man a monkey.
Now, I would love to know what I was dreaming of. I was thinking of, you know, that thing where the Coca-Cola factory, and they're like, give that man a can of Coke. I was thinking to myself, was I doing something like that? My dream, giving everyone a monkey. Like,
isn't there a Cockney rhyme somewhere for a monkey is some amount of money, like 500 quid? Yeah. Give that man a monkey. He's just fixed my refrigerator. Give him a monkey. I'm disappointed you can't actually remember the context. That'd be beautiful.
No, not at all. And like that, my partner's often like woke me up and I'd be sobbing in my sleep and he'd wake me up. He's like, yeah, okay. I'd be like, why? What's going on? He's just been sobbing like, and I'm like, oh, really? I don't know.
And would you have tears and all like?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like you have this sort of double life. So when you close your eyes at nighttime, you experience all these other things that your physical, normal, everyday self isn't aware of.
And even as a child, I used to suffer with night terrors anyways. And my mom, she used to say I was like the exorcist standing at the top of the stairs screaming. Jeez. And me sleep and everything, you know. But as I got older, things just kind of got funny. And all my friends and stuff, even with sleepovers, everyone would be like, watch her in her sleep, like, don't wake her up. And actually, my group of friends have a funny saying, don't wake the sleeping on you, because you just don't know what you're going to get.
Who you're going to get. Yeah.
And are you knackered or are you okay? Like, do you get enough, even though you're doing all this talking, are you getting a good night's sleep? Like,
well, I think so, yeah.
It's your poor partner I'm worried about. He's the one that has to deal with the shouting and roaring.
I do pity him.
I'd love to see. Do you have a sleep tracker or like one of those Fitbits or anything?
I do now when I remember to put it on. But there would be when I'm checking it, there would be a lot of awake periods in it. Like, so maybe that's when I'm talking. You know what I mean?
Like, I'd say your heart rate is probably up like at 120 as you're fighting with monkeys.
Give that man a monkey. Anya, we'll never get to the bottom of what that was, but thank you very much for sharing with us today.
No problem.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.